Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
So I just finished a full Ironman event, which is a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and a full marathon, which is 26.2 miles. And that brings my total to 4 Ironman events and a full marathon just in the past 12 months. An important factor for me is recovery, because a couple of those events have been back-to-back. I can exercise as much as I want, but I need to be able to recover as well. Balance of Nature is the most natural form of fuel that I can get on a race. It's helping me to be able to push my body to the limits.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Hi there, welcome back. That is Leanne Rimes, God Bless America. You know, this is the week, and you would never know it. I actually wonder how we're going to celebrate our dependence, because it seems that we all depend on the government for our health, our safety, for our welfare, for our way of life, for everything, and they feel like that we should be doing the same. So it's kind of amazing to me as we're celebrating our dependence. I'm not quite sure what to celebrate. I really am. I'm at a loss. I hope you can help me out on this one. You can actually call up in this segment, too, and ask Dr. Pesta questions. Dr. Pesta comes to us from the Dr. Duke Show, an amazing show. You must catch it. In fact, when you watch it, you can actually watch it from the Kate Daly Show Facebook page. How cool is that? And it's on right after the show. So you can go on Facebook and you can watch it there, and you can watch it a lot of places, but Dr. Duke certainly nails it when it comes to the issues. I've got Uncle Milty here as well. It's strange to me that we're in the Independence Day week, because it just doesn't feel like it in this country. Does it to you?
No, it doesn't. And I think that we have maneuvered it. I don't know if this is a short-term thing that we're going to get over when normal as such returns, or if this is the new normal. But they have shamed a nation into, and I think even a lot of people who are very patriotic, from celebrating it. I mean, the idea that we would celebrate this country in the matter of 6 months has gone from no-brainer to no. I mean, the cultural moment seems to be, it with everything going on, that to be proud of your country is a shameful thing.
Yes. We have a caller for you, but man, what in the world happened to us? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
God, I'm going brain dead. I'm sorry.
Dr. Pesta and Uncle Milton.
Dr. Pesta, sorry. I'm sorry. And everybody.
Oh, it happens to me every day.
Because Dr. Pesta's on, I have an idea that came in my head, and it's about schools. I know we're getting a little off subject here, but he's the expert in schools.
Sure.
I want to fight my school board, and I found a way of doing it. I search on Zillow. I like to look at people, like people are selling houses. I just go on there, and there's a thing on Zillow. I don't know if you're familiar with Zillow. Zillow is like a search engine for homes. You can look their value up. But you can also look up the schools.
Okay.
And they rate them from 1 to 10. Now, I noticed in the state of New Jersey, when you go into Camden, which is a very, very poor city, there are 1 out of 10 their high school. It's Woodrow Wilson High School, but they want to change that name. And when you come into the rural area, a little further in, or we'll say suburbia, the numbers start going up. But they don't go up dramatically. Okay. We have one town called Haddonfield. They're a 9 out of a 10. But that town is very, very wealthy. Okay? But the average grade for most high schools in the state of New Jersey is around a 5.
Okay.
That means on a 1 to 10, what is that, 50? So you're failed. You've failed. Now, I would like to go up to the school board and sit there and ask my school board, which is Sterling High School, where I went, say, why are you a 6? and why are my taxes 78% of my taxes go to pay and fund your school that is an absolute failure.
Okay.
And I think everyone out there, everyone in your listening audience should look on Zillow, look at their school district, see what their number is, and go to a school board meeting, which no one ever does. They're empty.
Sure. Okay.
And bring up that point. What are you teaching our kids? Which is nothing.
Yeah, it's nothing. Thank you. Appreciate it. It is. It's nothing. Thoughts, Dr. Pesta?
I think he is exactly right. And I think that the problem, the only problem with what he said, though, is when you show up at the school board meeting, you're going to be waiting in line to talk. You're going to have to sit there for an hour and listen to how much they need more money and all this other stuff, how wonderfully it's going to install the new sex curriculum in five-year-old classrooms. And then when it comes time for questions from the floor, they're going to put a 30-second timer on you and say you have 30 seconds, you have 1.5 minutes to speak. Then as soon as you're done speaking, they go on to the next person, and no one on the entire board is ever going to respond to you.
Right.
They've been doing that for 10 years now. In other words, if you think you're going to shame school board, if you think you're going to shame the teachers union, if you think you're going to shame some of these teachers and some of these administrators into feeling bad for not educating your kids, just remember this. They have no shame. These are the same teachers who walked out of a number of states last year, seems like a million years ago, for Red for Ed, communist Red for Ed, socialists in the classroom. And they abandon kids in the middle of a semester for sometimes up to as much as 6 or 7 weeks so that they would just get paid more. They walked off the job and let these are not serious people. And so as much as the caller is 100% right about what the issues are, the idea that the school, the industrial school complex, that's what we should call it, right? The school industrial complex in this country isn't the least bit fazed by not educating your kids. As I said earlier, not educating them and then branding them as learning disabled actually gets you more money.
Oh, man. Oh, man. And Common Core is kind of a thing of the past. Now it's instantaneous testing. So the testing is happening while the assessing is going on. And it's like on steroids from what we even refer to as Common Core years ago. Now it's on steroids now. It's actually something almost just different than it's evolved. We'll put it that way.
Well,
right?
It's broken contained, right?
Okay.
Back when they were selling it and there was still a chance to fight it, they denied that it was a curriculum. They denied that it was actual standards. They denied it was anything but suggestions. It was only going to be for English and math.
Right.
And then poof, states decided, and primarily Republican states decided, the money's too good. We're not bucking the trend. So what we're going to do is end the debate about Common Core. We're going to adopt it in all of our Republican states. We're going to rebrand it, rename it. Mike Pence was the first to do this, by the way, in Indiana. We're going to call it something else and tell the protesters it's gone. And we're not going to listen to them anymore. And so, yes, because of that, Common Core is now part of the specular DNA of American public schools. It went from being an outside suggestion to a number of different permutations, but it's way beyond math and English now. Common Core is a methodology for hijacking the classrooms, all classrooms, from physical education to music to math to science to English. It is a methodology that allows you to transform what used to be classrooms dedicated to learning and achievement, educational achievement, into sites of social justice and radical political activism.
I remember, you know, I've been reporting on this for a long time. That's how I met you, was your amazing speech that went viral. And you've been coming on the show ever since. And let me just say, you really tried to wake people up for a long time. And you tried to tell them all the things you just said. And there were so many people that didn't want to listen. And now they're finally getting it. They're finally understanding. They don't get to see homework. They don't get to see the tests. They don't questions. They're not seeing anything. There's no textbooks anymore. It's all completely driven from, like you said, that's such a great way to put it. The school, the public education complex, because that's what it is. And I thank you for all your efforts because you really woke people up. I just wish we would have had more of them wake up. But that's how it works. They keep adding stuff.
You know, what's sad is that we lost every battle. Every battle in the Christian schools, every battle at the state legislatures, we lost them all. We didn't win one of them. The only really good we did, and you did a lot of good by having us these conversations on the air, is we did get a lot of moms and dads to pull out. That was we didn't fix it, we didn't save it, but a lot of parents who understood got their kids out, and COVID's making sure that more of them are going to do it now. But the real problem we have here, and it's a huge problem, is we also I also said 4 or 5 years ago too that once this is finalized, there's no going back. Name in American history just one thing that we've handed over to the federal government, took away from the states and gave to the feds. A, that they've ever improved, and B, that they've ever given back to the states once they had it.
Right.
And the answer is nothing. And so you're not getting this back. And so the public school system is unreformable. It is not, it's not fixable. Not only is it not fixable, it is not content with just screwing up public school kids. They're already, as we've seen in recent months, they're coming after homeschooling. They're coming after private schooling. Already charter and voucher schools are genius Republicans. The only answer Republicans have to all of this is school choice. We'll allow you to choose other schools. And ironically, all these charters and all these other kinds of schools, they get federal and state money, which means the state they have to do what the states tell them to do. So it's not really choice. It's just it's different kinds of schooling with exactly the same school methodology.
And during COVID, people think they were homeschooling. That wasn't homeschooling. That was still the same system. You just did it at home.
Right.
So we have to make sure people realize that real true homeschooling is going to be going with a factual curriculum, not the one they use in the school system. And the other, you know, the other thing is this, is the sex standards. Now, we used to have the maturation class, you know, in the fifth grade, right? That was one brief moment in the fifth grade where you got that class. And now it is kindergarten through 12th grade, including all the LGBT and transgender and all of the different teachings. In fact, they are so risque that it's even hard to show people because it's so bad. And I just want people to know.
Yeah. Think about this. California, in which places like LA County, upwards of 50% of LA County school kids never even once logged on to their online lessons. Not once. Half the entire school district never even logged on. The edict came down last week from the state of California that regardless of whether your kids sign on for math or history, it is mandated in the state of California that you still give these kids from home the mandatory sex curriculum. So they're mailing it. Planned Parenthood has onlined it, and they're mailing it to kids and parents. And it is so risque, as you said, that it's getting spammed. It's ending up in their spam mailboxes. And so the state of California is warning parents that you must go into your spam and fish this curriculum out, which is borderline pornographic, actual pornography in places, and subject your kids at home to that curriculum, whether or not you ever give them a single math or history lesson.
Yeah, and you know what? When meeting with church people, they even have a problem showing it in church meetings because it's so offensive. Hi, caller, you have 1 minute. Go for it.
Hi, okay. What I'm celebrating this year is the fact that we have been we've been given an opportunity to actually declare independence once again. The UN is quarantining the United States because of COVID. Also, this whole thing is about compliance culture, the whole removing Dixie from everything.
Thank you for
because
that.
Because Dixie is all about was all about rebelling against something that they thought was...
Yes. And that fight is ongoing. We're almost out of time, but that fight is ongoing. And we have the monument fight we talked about all week last week, right, Pastor? We've got this school issue. Everything is about compliance.
We can fight about this stuff, but they're all coming down. And this is the thing that people don't realize. What's different about this is we're fighting it, but no one's listening. They're just doing what they want. And if you think, imagine what happens when and if Biden wins. They're not even asking you. They're not debating you. They don't care what you think. They're not bowing to any pressure. The corporations are on their side. The media is on their side. Tech is on their side. They're going to censor you. They're going to silence you. That's the new norm. Now, again, will Donald Trump fix all of it? No. Is Donald Trump going to hold the line way better than any alternatives we have? Yes. So there is no real choice here. Vote for Donald Trump, even if you can't stand his personality.
Yeah. And I love his personality. I'm one of those rarities, I guess, because I actually love it. I think he's perfect for that. I think we needed somebody like him because of what's going on and what he has to deal with. But you know what? There's a lot of wins in his corner, too. And I always applaud the wins. There's a lot of wins that he doesn't really get recognized for. He still won't wear a mask in public. And I really admire that about him because I'm thinking, yeah, good. Send that message. Do not wear a mask. It's ridiculous.
I like, who was it that came out and said, was it somebody in the Senate, Schumer or somebody, came out and said real men wear masks over the weekend. According to the left, real men wear bras because they think they're girls. So masking yourself like a little child, that's what passes for testosterone in the halls of Democrat Congress.
Oh, man, so true. So true.
Uncle and, of course, Biden said he'll sign an executive order forcing everyone to wear masks.
Yes.
Yeah. And you would think that would scare people, because if they can force you to wear masks, what can't they force you to do?
I know. So a lot of people are wondering whether that's a law. We'll attack that in the next.
How do you even enforce that?
Yeah.
How do you even force a federal mandate to wear masks?
You don't. And so the employers can, but there's also laws in our favor, too. And so we have to really play the game. We'll attack that in the next hour. Mm-hmm. But yes, a lot of people have been asking me these questions, and boy, are they good ones, because of what they think they can get away with and what we are compliant enough to say that they can. See, that's the whole trick. Dr. Pesta, thank you so much. Catch the Dr. Duke Show. It's on right after this on the Kate Daly Show Facebook page. Thanks, Dr. Pesta.
Thank you.
Later, Gators.
Thank you. Appreciate that. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.